to a consummation, please.
Hey, had a busy morning?
What time did you get up?
Oh, yes.
That way there's no question.
And if you trust the greatest, I think you have the greatest maneuver in the world.
I hope so.
Thank you, Richard.
So, at least he has got that fetish for wanting to make a memorandum and put a directive out and direct people to do this, direct people how they want to be part of this pride and so forth. He wants to do the same thing, even on the field, and you're doing it politically. You just can't do it.
But
I can't separate it.
Nor have I ever given an order that way. I've conducted all of these negotiations. I did the ones on both ends, which was really complex. Never putting instructions in writing. Rush and I would go back and forth on some detail. But only as they arose. We have agreed on the strategy. It's too dangerous to find to have that many pieces of paper floating around.
I agree. Not a major. You don't need to worry about this.
I just wanted to
know. To me, because when I read this memorandum of my Hamlet this morning, that issue shouldn't have been in writing.
Okay.
But it didn't make any difference. It was to me.
But to you, it's
all right. You know, I don't move from my room. I don't want my secretaries to know anything. You know that? I really don't.
I keep
much as I trust them. I don't want
my senior staff people. I don't let any paper of the prison out of my office. There is no file in the paper.
Great.
Even Sonnenfeld, who has the Soviet affairs, I don't let him see Middle East things because he's Jewish and I don't want to tempt him. I don't say
he'd be all right.
He'd be all right, but I don't want to run any chances.
Listen, I'll tell you what I did with Hammer so he can keep him off your back. He had seen Sonnenfeld and Morocco and stuff there. And so I said, I'll tell you what, whenever you've got any problem, you go over to me and help just call Sonnenfeld. You have my total confidence, and he has just his confidence in the that's a good idea.
That's a very good one.
But Hammer's a good man. He does take time. You know, it's
Joe Brad calls and he said he came back very discouraged from an election. I don't deny it. He said he can't start negotiating that on that. I said I wouldn't go way up. I said I wouldn't go way up. He doesn't want to confuse.
He said, well, incidentally, you're not lying right now. And I think I was really thinking about it when we talked last night. What you say with regard to the month of September is quite true. They then come to a hard place. They either settle in September or they're facing a hell of a choice in November. And I apologize.
And they're going to have a big offensive in the military run in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And that's fine, because we'll never have more power then. And they are doing it because they put in even a training division that's that never fights, that is only used for training. Isn't that, if we stop that, then they have used up every goddamn division they've got.
So I think the point too is that they've got to look at their whole car.
Yeah.
The best time for them to settle, unless they want to take the long chance of them ever winning, is now. And time, as I said, is not on their side. It's running out. Running out. That's where you've got a position extremely well.
I
have also brought up what you said about the Q thing. Do you think that we have to twist it a bit? Putting Q out is not going to have the effect of frightening the Japanese and the Indonesians and the Thais and a hell of a lot of other things out. You understand? Because the Q thing irritates our relations with both the Russians and the Chinese. There are much bigger games. That's what it really does.
It depends what we mean by Q.
By Q. No, that's right. But on the other hand, if the government of Vietnam stays, that's all we really need. But as you say,
you can get over
pretty far in making a deal. Pretty far in making a deal.
One thing you could do is to we could make the deal where he, when he makes the deal, but then he goes after your election, you have 4 years to deal with each other again. And if we can construct it in such a way that the GBS stays, then I think we will. But not yet, too early.
Why not?
September, I mean,
now you gotta put it this way. You could make a deal. Any kind of a deal that looks all right. With this election. I will assure the election that it will assure such a landslide that we will hold the House in China. And that we would be able to govern this kind of country. And be able to get our defense budget, and be able to do all the other things that we're having hell of a time doing now. And that's very much worth it now.
My president saw it. The recommendation to you would be this, that the next time you serve as a slightly doubted version. Of what you discussed with them. And that will go through two sessions anyway. And if they turn that out, and let's see what counters are going to make. They're going to make some kind of proposal. Then we go back to the July proposition to us, from July 71, saying you missed your chance then. You wanted us to make sure you would try the election, and that's all you want. But I'm saying that you would try to do that, give it after the fact to the election. The way the timing is set up, that will work fine. And I'd make that proposal right after this public convention.
But you'll be sure you have cleared out the two?
No. He's already forgiven us that.
But he hasn't been corrected.
No. Mr. President, we've got to be cold-blooded about that, Chuck. Let's face it, I mean, we can't have a blow-up as Jews among people of the country.
Oh, I know.
But let him sign the goddamn deal first.
I'm not telling me this is a secret deal with Hanoi.
He's already told us that we can say he won't drop. We have that on the
record. But that's the line to do when they say red and not red.
That's what they must.
That position just the way we want.
Well, I went a little more slowly. I could have gotten a little further yesterday, but I suppose
you're right. You're putting some for the next meeting.
But I didn't want to run the risk of seeming too eager, getting too much further down.
Also, they want to have their offensive before the morning. Let's see what happens with that. You have the bureaucracy under control of Saddam. Yeah. We all agree. I know the states have just been saying the right things, but no.
We've got that they wanted to make it on an issue that we stopped that. We haven't heard from
Sorry. I don't think we should call and say we've got this and that date. I simply said, I mean, if he calls, he knows he's taking the trip. And Hague has offered a briefing. And he doesn't call.
There's another plus for him.
But, you mean, I want to see Goldwater never took the briefing. He took the floor.
Did one. Make practice. With these guys, I mean, if we ask ourselves, what is it that they gain by being so forthcoming in their behavior and in saying, up to now they have said the two points are logical, reasonable, and the only possible solution.
Correct.
This time they said they're just negotiating points. This is already, my view is this, if they have already made a decision to settle, they could not have done more than yesterday. If they'd taken a decision to waste time, they also would have done, well, a little less than yesterday, but about the same.
I mean, you saw the situation better. There was a difference. I could tell myself. But anyway, goddammit, get some
sleeping today.
But I can't do it as long as I have it.
Yeah, well, it was this one, and incidentally, if he decides to come here, be sure that it's tomorrow afternoon rather than tomorrow morning. And I'll be the hell out